Book 9. The Story Told to Alcinous. The Cyclops. Then wise Odysseus answered him and said, "Mighty Alcinous, renowned of all, surely it is a pleasant thing to hear a bard like this, one who is even like the gods in voice. For happier occasion, I think there cannot be than when good cheer possesses a whole people, and feasting through the houses, they listen to a bard seated in proper order, while beside them stand the tables supplied with bread and meat, and dipping wine from out the mixer, the pourer bears it round and fills the cups. That is a sight most pleasing. But your heart bids you learn my grievous woes, and so to make me weep and sorrow more. What shall I tell you first, then, and what last? For many are the woes the gods of heaven have given me. First I will tell my name, that you, like all, may know it. And I, accordingly, seeking deliverance from my day of doom, may be your guest friend, though my home is far away. I am Odysseus, son of Laertes, who for all craft am noted among men, and my renown reaches to heaven. My home is Ithaca, a land far seen, for on it is the lofty height of Neriton, covered with waving woods. Around lie many islands, very close to one another, Dulichion, Sema, and woody Zacynthus. Ithaca itself lies low along the sea, far to the west, the others stretching eastward toward the dawn, a rugged land, and yet a kindly nurse. A sweeter spot than my own land I shall not see. Calypso, a heavenly goddess, sought to keep me by her side within her hollow grotto, desiring me to be her husband. So too Aeaean Circe, full of craft, detained me in her palace, desiring me to be her husband. But they never beguiled the heart within my breast. Nothing more sweet than home and parents can there be, however rich one's dwelling, far in a foreign land, cut off from parents. But let me tell you of the grievous journey home which Zeus ordained me on my setting forth from Troy. The wind took me from Ilius and bore me to the Ciconians, to Ismarus. There I destroyed the town and slew its men. But from the town we took the women and great stores of treasure and parted all, that none might go lacking his proper share. This done, I warned our men swiftly to fly. But they, in utter folly, did not heed. Much wine was drunk, and they slaughtered on the shore a multitude of sheep and swing-paced, crook-horned oxen. Meanwhile, escaped Ciconians began to call for aid on those Ciconians who were their neighbors, and more numerous and brave than they, a people dwelling inland, skillful at fighting in chariot or on foot as need might be. Accordingly, at dawn they gathered, thick as leaves and flowers appear in spring. And now an evil fate from Zeus beset our luckless men, causing us many sorrows. For setting the battle in array by the swift ships, all fought and hurled their brazen spears at one another. While it was morning and the day grew stronger, we steadily kept them off and held our ground, though they were more than we. But as the sun declined toward stalling time, then the Ciconians turned our men and routed the Achaeans. Six of the crew of every ship fell in their harness there. The rest fled death and doom.